This is the news. Welcome to the June news section for TTTP. With us today, we have myself, Tom.
Hello.
Hey.
Jack.
Sam.
And we're just going to fill in everyone on some kind of TTTP related news. Hopefully this will be more kind of encompassing of a news section than before, because I'll have some quotes from other members of the team that aren't normally here on Tuesdays as well, which is nice. So we have had a gig last Saturday, actually. Sam, were you in it? No. Did anyone see it? It went incredibly well. I could hear it, and it's lovely. We have loads of gigs coming up almost every Saturday in June, I think. So we've got a full roster out. We are working on the arts trial for Credfest. How's everyone's arts trial pieces coming along? Done your arts trial piece?
I don't know.
Did you do that Star Wars, the music and the picture? Yeah, so you've got one already, yeah? Ames?
With Tom.
Is it with Tom? Yeah. So that will be going in Tesco's.
Thank God.
Amy, have you done one? Did it have animals?
Yeah.
Thinking? Yeah, yeah.
The horses.
There you go. And what was the music? Was that animal related as well? Can't remember. But it's done. It's all ready to go. Ready for Tesco's?
Yep.
Jack, you're working on yours at the moment?
My portrait is?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
So what kind of materials and...
You've done that, haven't you? You've made it, drawn it.
Well, yes, but yeah, come on. Last week, I distinctly am a member. Who was it again last week? Who was with me?
Hugo?
No, her.
Abby.
Abby. Yes, I'm sure it is. I distinctly we a member. Abby, but see, Jörg, last week, I thought I was gonna do my stop motion last week, but she said, told me to do my self portrait, and at the end of the day, she said that I would finish that up. And then do my stop motion. That's what she said, so I don't
know.
Cool.
As long as they're both done, yeah. I'm ready for Credfest.
Abby's going to do some stop motion stuff for you this week when she gets here.
Yeah.
When she arrives with Hugo and Michelle.
Yeah.
Should be.
Well, yeah.
Any moment now.
That's cool.
No, yes. I thought you said this after the noon. It's still tenicky morning.
And Sam, are you working on yours now?
Well, when Hugo gets here, and also I need to talk to her.
Yes.
Him.
So, what's the plan for yours?
Still need to film a few things. I was hoping to film the post-credit scene, or part of the post-credit scene today, and then also go off out.
And your music will be like a score, won't it, rather than a sound, like a song. It'll be a score.
But it will have sound to it.
No,
cool.
Yeah. Cool. So,
that I've kindly finally got. I've gone and bought Adobe After Effects as well, which is
that'll be really cool.
Like the greatest thing that I've got at the moment.
The next thing, so this is more of a generic kind of tea rooms thing, but the space at the tea rooms is available to hire out, and there's additional catering service there. So if you'd like to inquire, check our website out, which I'll include in the description below. The shop also featured in the tea rooms. will have beginning to have festival things on it. So, ready for the summer months? If you want to get your kind of groove on, or your look ready, come into the shop and see what we've got on it. Significant Seams will also have a big sculpture featured in the tea rooms. And thank you, Abby, for all that news and updates. That's really cool to be able to add that to the podcast.
In a bid to save planet Earth, there are also reusable water bottles and bags for life at the tea rooms.
Another route, we are going to be taking on customers. So if you'd like help cleaning your garden, let us know. And we can kind of come over and tidy your garden, pull out any roots, plant some things, make it look lovely for the summer as well. Page turners. So, page turners, this coming week, what did you suggest for us, Luke? The theme.
Barbarian cogs.
So guess what we're doing it on this month?
Spade.
We're doing it exactly on that. So what we're going to do is we're going to blacken the room, make loads of planets. Yeah, glow in the dark paint, planets. Yeah?
Yeah.
Would that be a good way to bring it to life? Make it accessible? So that's what we're going to do Thursday, first and fourth week of every month, 5 till 6:30. Come in for some space for our accessible book club. So we're going to kit out the whole room, bring the stories to life, and bring space to life, which would be cool. The video game, can you tell us a bit about, Sam?
Sorry,
anything about the game that's kind of happening behind us?
I have no idea about that.
No idea. So we are working our way through creating a video game with various softwares, none of which I understand, but all of which I am... Oh, wow, that's a thick book. One of which is called Unity. The others...
SketchUp.
Blender. And Blender. And they all sound...
Well, we're making a 2D game.
2D game. Oh, so hopefully it will be able to be done in Unity, but it sounds fantastic.
So the deadline for creating this game is really soon. So it might be that we don't get to create a whole video game straight away. We might have to do like we did
like a level
storyboard.
Yeah. Okay.
And then get funding to give us more time to make a whole game.
Cool.
So it needs to be done before the end of QE's school term. So basically before the end of June. 7 weeks.
So that is a tight deadline.
Yeah. So the chances are we're not going to be able to make a complex game. What we can do is we can talk about and think about what we're going to do to demonstrate that we can and will make a complex game. Cool. So it may be that we literally make a PowerPoint slide about a whole bunch of slides, which has a storyline, like the characters, some of the original artwork, basically a pitch to...
funding.
Essentially.
Yeah, cool.
And to demonstrate to Open Orchestra, which are the people that are doing the Monday stuff, that there is a value in something.
So... While that's a bit up in the air, it's something we can work towards.
New Super Mario Maker will be out this June. Nintendo Switch version of the game Super Mario Maker, where you get to make your own Mario level.
That's really cool.
Oh god, it is.
I haven't heard of that before either.
Oh.
Okay, so then on that positive Super Mario Maker note, that I'll be downloading when I get home. So this has been the news section. Goodbye from moi, Tom.
Goodbye me. Goodbye to me.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
This is Abby's history section song.
Welcome to the June history section of the podcast. This section has kind of been created to help our researching and archiving skills to contribute to the Heritage Project. And every month we take someone famous's birthday and we find out a little bit about them and research about their life. And yeah. So we kind of apply those skills to the Heritage Project. But for June, we have a birthday.
Birthday.
Of an author. So a guy that writes books. Called George Orwell.
Yes.
And he is a very famous novelist, journalist, and critic. And he wrote about kind of things that were wrong with society. Yeah? He spoke out against kind of totalitarianism, which is like being controlled by the state or being controlled by a leader and by the person that runs a country. And he kind of was against this. He also wrote poetry. So his most famous things are Animal Farm and 1984. Have you heard of that one? Ames, heard of 1984? Heard of 1984, Shah? Have you seen anything about it before? Read anything about it? No? It might be a film, I'm not sure. I can't remember. Is it a film? So, do you remember what it was about?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what it was about? Can't remember. Should we have a quick Google and see what we can find? Because I don't remember either.
I got scared of him.
Was it one of George Orwell's films? It was? Which one? So it says Animal Farm. You might not like Animal Farm either. Because it was a little bit unpleasant. So what else did he do?
I am paddling.
Very nice, Shell.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. I've got it up here.
Why you eat bits of it?
How do you look?
Sometimes you just got to eat them, haven't you? But you're still recording the podcast. So he was ranked second on the list of 50 greatest British writers since 1945. So in popular culture, the term Orwellian, after his writing name, Orwell, became how to describe an authoritarian, which is like control of the state. That's be like how you describe something. So that's kind of how popular he's been. Sorry? So a lot of the words he's used in his books have become kind of coined for popular culture as well. So newspeak, doublethink, thought police, room 101, that's cool. So doublethink, let's have a look. So doublethink, he coined the term, which means like accepting two different beliefs at the same time. Newspeak. So did he live through the Second World War as well? He said they won't have me in the army at any rate present because of my lungs.
Speak it off,
noon. Is that sure? He was declared unfit for any kind of military service because of that. He obtained war work instead. So he couldn't work in the war because of his lungs.
That.
Yeah. Lungs. So he couldn't go out to war. But he couldn't go to war, so he was given war work, which was taken on by the BBC.
BBC One?
It just says BBC, but I don't know which channel.
No.
But it says he was supervised broadcasts to India to counter what Nazi Germany was saying. So that's quite important still, isn't it? That's really important. So it says this was his first experience of life in an office.
Yeah.
And it gave him opportunity to create programs with contributions from T.S. Eliot, Dylan Thomas, and E.M. Forster. So you got some important links there. So that's probably, what does it say about? So Animal Farm, which you said about Luke, was particularly important after the war. And it had worldwide success, which made him a sought-after figure. And then after that, he kind of managed to write for magazines, like the Tribune, the Observer, and the Manchester Evening News. Although he contributed to smaller political magazines too. Oh, so he actually contributed to a literary magazine. That's what he wrote 1984 for in 1949, which is totally confusing. So he left quite the legacy behind, obviously writing some very important books, helping with the war, writing poetry, publishing articles, even did some food writing apparently. I did not know that. Okay, well, that's some interesting kind of make do June.
Sounds good.
This is the 30-second section, and we're going to update you all on what we've been up to recently in a flash. So I'll go. I'll set the timer. If you'll look down towards my feet, I am wearing some colourful new shoes.
What are those?
Because I love colour and I love shoes. And
I love memes.
Yeah. I bought them, and then I got them muddy and blackened in the very same day. So
that's a record.
Yeah, responsible. Yes. Cool. Not so much now, but they're very comfortable, and yeah, I love them. And look at that, 29 seconds. Sam, 3, 2, 1.
I got myself a little Eevee plushie.
So where'd you get it from?
Tesco's.
And what's Eevee from?
Pokemon. It's the evolution Pokemon, which is, there's like 7 or so different evolutions for it.
Of course, what's 3? Why so many?
You've got Espeon and Umbreon, who are psychic and dark. And the rest of them are, like, various different elements.
And Sam, that was brilliant. That was 29 seconds as well.
Yeah. No, wait. Don't we record... Called
Vaporeon, Flareon, and Jolteon.
And, but then they introduced two more in Gen 2.
Espeon and Umbreon.
Okay.
I'm just naming
ever since then, every other generation always seems to introduce one or two new EVs. First in Gen 4, then Gen 6, and possibly, quite possibly, in the upcoming Gen 8, that there could be more.
Because so far, the best one is Sylveon. You get one Sylveon with Moonblast and Dazzling Gleam. You're great.
Right.
Yeah, cute.
Jack, you ready?
Fairy.
Just let me think, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down.
3, 2, 1, go.
My parents just got back from Australia. Did you get trip back? The trip back was exhausting for them. Yes, just say that. But they did brought back some pretty good stuff. Yeah, this tiny jar of mined gold. Would you thought same to make watches? So that was quite good.
That's really cool. Ames, you ready? So 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes, there's a mom and dad.
So what did you do?
I took the little pigs.
Was it lovely seeing him?
Yeah.
And that was Monday, yeah? That's lovely. So, what was it, a sunny day? You get sunny together? No, in the rain.
It's cold.
Cold. Still, I bet that was lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke, have you got something you'd like to talk about? 30 seconds?
No, got anything.
Come on, you've been up to loads. What film have you been seeing loads recently?
Abandon.
Tell me about Avengers Endgame.
No spoilers.
But no spoilers, yeah. Was it
really
good?
Really good.
What about it?
Not happy.
Good acting?
Yeah, good.
Yeah? Who's in it?
Everyone.
Well, all the heroes.
Yeah.
Worth watching?
Yeah.
Out of 10?
Yeah. 10 to 10.
Oh, well then. That's a pretty good... pretty good score as well. And that concludes our 32nd round. So, with us today, it's been me, Tom.
Sam.
Jack.
Amy.
Luke.
Epic NW.